Hey, this is your host, Uriah Fine. Not 15 minutes after Zach and I recorded the earlier podcast, we were Googling the word squeegee, the one Zach mentioned as a possible name for this podcast. If you have better suggestions, please send them our way. But stumbled across the squeegee guy, sort of a begging site, and got off on a tangent talking about websites that are asking for money. And then I had to go into a long little story about an idea I had of throwing pizza parties for the kids I work with if they would do 100% of their homework, which would help them pass their classes, which is something a lot of them aren't doing, and hopefully move on to bigger and better things like college and good careers and stuff like that. So I hope you enjoy. Tune in. It's just a short 15-minute podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. What do you think? Look at that.
You're that
squeegee
guy?
Yeah. Click on it.
I'm gonna shove him away.
Okay. But you can give him change. Oh wait, where do you give him change?
No, it's just shows a picture.
Yeah, that's weird. Have you seen the like begging sites or whatever?
No, I haven't, but I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah. Have you heard of SaveToby.com?
Dog.
SaveToby.com. It's not a dog.
No.
Go to SaveToby.com.
Me rabbit.
Yeah. Isn't...
Ooh, my school blocked it.
Oh, really?
Well, access denied.
But you know about it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy is... I hope it dies down soon, okay? Check this out. First, he started, like, he was going to kill it July 30th or something like that.
Yeah.
He had this bunny named Toby, and he's really cute and stuff. And he said, if I don't get like $60,000, I'm gonna, you know, cook him and eat him. And so, I don't think he raised that much money, but he did raise like $10,000 or something, right? And then at some point, he changes the website, and he's like, if I don't sell like 10,000 copies of my book, Save Toby, on Amazon. Which he made a book called Save Toby, and I guess it's got pictures of Toby or something like that. And it's like, you know, anyways, he made this book, and it's like $6. And if he doesn't sell like 10,000 copies, he's going to kill it, right? And I guess, I'm guessing he didn't make that much money again. And now here it is, November 6, 2006. So we have one more year left that we can save Toby. And he has to sell 100,000 copies of his book. The guy...
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yes.
I've looked it up on Snopes.com.
Uh-huh.
Snopes.com, if you don't know, is a website that investigates urban legends and says if they're true or false or whatever. It's SNOPES.com. Save Toby, the claim. Fellow threatens to eat his pet rabbit unless $50,000 is donated through his website. And it says this claim is false. And they go and they talk about it. And they say, bunny lovers everywhere can once again breathe easily. SaveToby.com is a hoax. Although the site now lacks a disclaimer, a visitor to it on February 9, 2005 spotted that it said, note, this is a joke. Please only donate to buy gear or help support SaveToby.com. And then at the bottom of the screen, in tiny, tiny print, it says, it's a joke. So I don't think he's actually planning on killing an actual bunny.
This could be true. The truth is, I think he's been planning on just making a lot of money, regardless.
He's made $16,380. Isn't
yeah.
that crazy?
Yeah, as of March of 2005. No, that was just when he was asking for money. And now he's made even more. Because he sold 3,500 copies of his book for like $9.95 a piece. That's a lot. That's
you're
like
Fluffy.
That's like $30,000. No, are you serious?
Yeah, SaveFluffy.com. Yet another bunny in peril site.
That's
good. The future of rabbit stew.
Is that on there you go. Can you go to that site?
No, I'm not gonna try. If it blocks. Again, I don't know if it's being recorded or not. So
yeah, it didn't work. It just went up to a GoDaddy page.
Okay.
So, but we can look at the catchy. Anyways, Why did we start talking about that? Squeegee. Oh, the squeegee guy. The begging sites. Yeah, people have just begged, straight up begged for money. And gotten lots of money.
It's crazy. Why don't you do that?
I could. I did. I tried begging for my mom. Send my mom to Athens.com.
Yeah. Did you get any?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But it was from people we knew, not like just random people.
Okay.
But I don't know. That's just an interesting idea. So here's an idea of mine. Okay. I like podcasting and stuff, but I do it to just talk. So. Anyways, so check this out, okay? I work with students, okay? High school boys. And all but, like, one or two of the kids are failing classes, okay? Some of them are failing
your class?
What?
Your class?
No. My class, I don't have grades or anything because I'm not, like, you know, I'm just my classes are just because they have to have treatment.
Well, that's nice. You don't have to have grades.
Nothing
that's
like that.
Cool.
Yeah. I just have to teach a class, you know? There's so much that I'm not like a real teacher, you know, not by a long shot. I'm not. We can get into that sometime. But they all go to public high school, and all but like two kids are failing at least one class, and then like probably almost half the kids on campus are failing two or more classes. Okay.
Okay.
Now this is not a good thing, right? And I'm going to look up statistics. Mindy had this suggestion because she's all grad student and stuff and all about presenting your evidence in your case. She's also a nursing student, so you need all this, like, you know, journal entry, you know, reading journals and having facts and statistics. And so, like, I'm going to look up statistics and stuff. But, like, basically, you know, if I could take a guess, if you fail classes, you know, there's a good chance you're on your way to dropping out of high school. You drop out of high school, and especially if you've already had some kind of, you know, background of getting in trouble with the law, good chance you're going to keep doing it. You know, all those things, bad things, right? But from what I know, I mean, some of the kids struggle with a little bit of reading, and their writing isn't super good. But, like, all of them are fully capable of passing their classes, is my belief, okay? But they have problems, like, not doing their homework and handing it in, stuff like that, you know? Lack of motivation. So one of my thoughts was to offer a pizza party for each cottage. They live in cottages of eight guys in each cottage. And to offer each cottage, if all the guys in their cottage had 100% homework completion, meaning they handed in all their homework, they'd get a pizza party each week.
Okay.
Do you think, is that appealing? What do you think? You got middle schoolers, so, I mean, you know, close to high school. If I offered you, you had to hand in all your homework for the week, each individual, and you'd have a pizza party, which would probably end up being like one or two slices of pizza a week.
I think my kids would go for that. I don't think they'd get it every week, but I think most of the time they would try.
It'd be worth trying?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the main thing is to get them to try.
Gotta make the first pizza party really cool.
Okay.
Let them all have tons of pizza.
How would I do that and then not do as much the next time?
I don't know.
Okay. Here's the thing, okay? So pizza party. We'll say it's a good idea. My best guess, that's the thing, is then it becomes an issue of money. Like, if you could do two pizzas per cottage, which would be about, like, you know, two slices a pizza, honestly, that's, like, say, $5 a pizza if we got a good deal. That's like $30 a week, right?
Yeah.
Assuming three cottages, everybody completed their homework, okay?
Yeah.
If that were to happen, that'd be $30 a week for 15 weeks. That'd be like $450, right? Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I
did the math. Yeah. I did the math already. I just needed some approval. That would be assuming they all handed in all their homework. Now, if they did all do that, and we did have to fork out, you know, $450, it would be amazing, the outcome of having all of them complete all their homework and probably pass all their classes that semester.
Totally. Does the school have the budget for that?
No. We don't really have a budget, period, to do incentive-based things for education.
Okay.
So the question becomes, how do I get that money? I'd almost say I would be willing to fork it out.
Yeah.
But then I was also thinking it would be really cool to just encourage other people to fork it out. Thus bringing me to...
People are making thousands of dollars, you know, on these banking sites. Do you think you could get up the interest in doing this kind of thing?
What kind of sites?
The begging sites that we're talking about.
The begging sites, yes. Sort of. I want to do like my own site. There's this place called givemeaning.com.
Okay.
And I think it's called, I guess maybe it's not their own tagline, but the place I saw it, it was, the tagline was like for the $5 philanthropist. And the idea being it's just an easy way to give money to people and groups and stuff like that. So check this out. I started a giving group on there to like ask $600 for pizza parties for homework completion stuff. And I'll send the link. I'll post on my Zanger or something. For example, here's some sites or some goals. Fund the printing of and distribution of 5,000 brochures about suicide prevention. People have donated $300 to that. Support this Babs Shula's cancer treatment for Waldenstrom's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Contributions to date, $60,000 this lady has gotten.
Really?
Yeah. Here's something for food and clothing for our street community. I don't know any more details about it. I should click on that one. But they've gotten $2,000. Eyewear for underprivileged babies and children, $2,500. Just all kinds of stuff. And there was some on here that were like, obviously they advertise more than just on this giving group thing, but some place that had like $1 million to build like a women's shelter in somewhere in Canada or something. So like there's stuff out there. It's kind of cool. So I maybe, you know, I don't know if this will actually, you know, bring people in, but it'd be cool to just see a lot of people kind of get behind it and support it, you know?
Did you get that website I sent you?
Yeah, I just got it. What was it? Yeah, the Pledge Bank.
You get other people to do things with you. So you say, like, I will train for marathon if 20 other people also commit to training for marathon.
Yeah, yeah.
I will donate $100 to this charity if 5 other people donate $100 to this charity.
Yeah, yeah. I did that site a while back, and I thought I posted it on my Zanga, but I guess I didn't. Or at least on my trying to follow blog.
I just stumbled upon it.
Yeah, it's a cool site. But it definitely it shows this like cell phones and scissors being the secret to a successful, you know, pledge, which is true. The basic idea is that like you can't just put together a little website thing and expect everything people to donate or pledge or agree. Like you have to actually get out on your feet and go and do stuff. So
what does cell phones and scissors have to do with that?
Scissors, you print it off and cut out, you know, things and post them in stores and stuff like that. They make it really easy to print out little flyers about it, that you can put places. And then mobile phones, the idea being that you can, the ability to sign up via text message. So you can text message people and then they can be like, oh, I'll do that and send it, you know, back.
Cool.
So, yeah, but that's a cool site. So do you think this is something worth... And I really want to. The question is, like, do you think a pizza party?
It's only going to cost money if it's working.
Yeah, exactly. So I think...
Yeah, I think that's a great thing.
Okay. So I think... And I talked to Mindy about it, and I think I'm going to just... Like, I have a meeting on Tuesday with our group, or with, like, the program development people, and I think I'm just going to say, this is my idea, and I'm... I'd like to try to solicit donations, but... I think we should just go ahead and do it, and I'd be willing to support it fully if nobody else did, kind of thing.
Yeah, and then you would have some form that the kids would take to their teachers every day.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember in high school when we had the progress or the what were those called?
I don't remember, but just I do remember what you're talking about.
Weekly progress report. They just had to get it signed and, you know, brought it in and showed us. So just something like that. So I'm really excited about the possibility of doing that. It could be. Yeah. It would be amazing if it actually, you know, worked. So
you have to keep us all updated.
Yeah, I will. Well, I'm expecting people to give money, so I definitely will.
Okay, so here's the first official plug. Araya will have it, you know, up on his Zanga at least by the time this podcast is airing.
Yeah.
So if you would be interested in donating a little bit of money to this cause, You can click the link, and it'll show you how to do that there. And any money is appreciated. You know, $5 is, you know.
$5 would be a pizza. Oh. I mean, that would be a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. So any way you can help would be great. And maybe we can help these kids, help them out in school.
Yeah. It's weird. Right. Did you get money when you were in school? Or, like, did you get incentives for grades from your parents?
Book it. Remember Book It? Not from my parents.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Book It, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all the time we got. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Zach Sweet.
I'm Mariah Fine. Here's the music.
And take care, everyone.
And that's the bonus show today. Hope you enjoyed it, and stay tuned next week for another podcast, hopefully. Let us know what you think of the editing capabilities of Araya Fine and the intro and outro music. If you have suggestions for a name, let us know at ariafine@gmail.com or blog.iamnotashamed.net. Take care.